This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The U.S. Supreme Court today heard arguments prompted by the assertion of former President Donald Trump that a U.S. president has absolute immunity from criminal charges for actions taken while in office. Prosecutors maintain there are limits to that protection. The federal court case involving the 2020 elections, overseen by Judge Tanya Chutkan, has been on hold pending a ruling by the nation's highest court. And NPR's Ron Elving says that timetable is drifting.
If the court should decide to prolong this process in the way we've been describing it, if it goes back to the district court, if a lot has to be expunged, if then that has to be reconsidered by the circuit level, then it has to come back to the Supreme Court. We're well into next year. I think a lot of people are going to see that as whitewashing Donald Trump. Now, the justices said over and over, we're not talking about this case. We're talking about the future. We're talking about the ages. Well, all right. But what most of the public thinks is that we're talking about Donald Trump right now.
President Trump did not attend the proceedings in Washington. He's back in a New York City courtroom where the former publisher of the National Enquirer is continuing to testify in the hush money criminal trial of former President Trump. NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports.
David Pecker is lifting the veil on the world of supermarket tabloids that he had a network of sources who'd bring stories to his attention. And so when Playboy model Karen McDougal came to him through one of these sources to say she wanted to sell her story of an affair with Donald Trump, he sent his top deputy to meet with her. Pecker told jurors all of this was communicated back to Trump through his personal attorney at the time, Michael Cohen. Pecker said Cohen told him to buy the story for $150,000, but when Pecker asked him how it would be paid for, Cohen said, "Don't worry, I'm your friend. The boss will take care of it." Trump never reimbursed him, Pecker said. So when porn star Stormy Daniels came along, Pecker refused to pay her, too. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
Haiti's de facto prime minister has resigned and a new transitional council has now been sworn in. NPR's Ada Peralta reports the council hopes to bring order to that country.
The transitional council was sworn in during a small ceremony with few invited guests. Local news outlets published video of the moment in which the seven voting members of the council promised to protect the constitution. Gunfire can be heard in the distance. Criminal gangs control most of the capital and have attacked the airport, police stations, and other government installations. The now former Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, has been living in Los Angeles, unable to return since he left earlier this year to try to secure a peacekeeping force. The Transitional Council is expected to name a new Prime Minister. Ada Peralta, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is off 393 points. This is NPR News in Washington. Rough news for home buyers. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac is reporting that for a fourth consecutive week, the average rate on a 30-year mortgage has risen. At 7.17%, it's the highest level since late November. A year ago, the rate averaged 6.43. Part of a famous landmark in Paris collapsed overnight, alarming city officials just a few months ahead of the Summer Olympics. An investigation into the cause is underway. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports no foul play is suspected.
Images on TV news and social media showed the giant windmill blades of the iconic Moulin Rouge cabaret dance hall lying on the sidewalk, bent but intact. Officials say the structure is regularly inspected and the cause of its fall is not yet known. The Moulin Rouge first opened its doors in 1889. Its bohemian dance world has been evoked in countless books and movies. While a fire forced the club to close for a few months in 1915, officials say its windmill has never toppled. Despite the incident, the cabaret's manager told French media the Moulin Rouge will be open for its regular dance show tonight. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Last year, the birth count in the U.S. was at its lowest in more than 40 years, a little under 3.6 million babies, about 76,000 fewer than the year before. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that birth rates have long been falling for teens and younger women, but rising for women in their 30s and 40s. Last year, birth rates fell for all women younger than 40 and were flat for women in their 40s. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Stearns & Foster.
Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted for irresistible comfort with indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming IntelliCoils for your most comfortable sleep. Learn more at stearnsandfoster.com.